How many of you guys have ever done any kind of street evangelism? Awesome. Awesome. Raise those hands high. I just want to really get a good idea. Okay. You guys like that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you, street evangelism, you know, it's kind of, you don't have to drive 4 hours to King's Dominion and pay umpteen dollars to get in there and ride a roller coaster to get an adrenaline rush. You want an adrenaline rush? Go out on the street corner with a handful of gospel tracts. Chris Peeler, who is the pastor of one of our sister churches over in Arnold across the bridge. I believe there's land over there somewhere. Chris Peeler has become a full-time evangelist, and he dedicates his time now to doing street evangelism, all different kinds of evangelism seminars, family training seminars, child training seminars, all different things like that. And every Friday night, he has started going down to the city dock in Annapolis to do some evangelism, some open-air preaching, giving out tracts and things like that. And he invited me to come on down sometime and join him. Well, we happened to be in Annapolis this past Friday and got done right around the time he'd be starting. So I said to Missy, hey, Chris is, you know, preaching down at the docks. Why don't we go down there and hang out with him for a while? So she said, okay, as long as I don't have to do any preaching. I'm like, don't worry about it, man. Because I'm not good at that kind of stuff. I'm like, don't even worry about it. Don't sweat it. So we went down there. It was pretty cool. He had his daughters with him, Faith and Charity, his twin daughters, Faith and Charity, they were with him. He had a couple of guys from church, Mark, Don, Kevin, his daughter, Jade. I'm trying to remember these names for the next time I go. A guy named Dave. And they were out there. We were out there. We got there a little bit early. He started preaching around 8 o'clock, but we got there around 7-ish, between 7 and 7:30. And so he had a bunch of these different gospel tracts he'd gotten from Ray Comfort. And he just, you know, walked up, hey, John, he gave me a hug and everything. And he put them in my hand. He says, here you go. We're going to start giving out tracts. Well, you know, the adrenaline starts pumping right at that moment because, like, oh, man, okay, it goes from the theoretical to the reality now. And it was so cool. It was such a rush. Man, I highly recommend it. We had, for instance, the one we were working with mostly, with these million-dollar bills. I don't know if you've ever seen these. Anybody ever seen these? Yeah. Awesome stuff. It has the gospel on the back, you know. And you just, as people are walking by in downtown Annapolis, even in that weather, it was kind of coolish, not cold yet. But they're just walking by in droves. And you just come up to them and say, hey, how you doing? Did you get your $1 million? And they would, you know, someone would be like, no, thank you. You know, they were like scared of you and stuff, you know. I'm not falling for anything. You know, and they would just walk by. Someone would be like, you know, what? $1 million? Of course, the ones they all have, this has some old guy with a big old beard. Who is this? My eyes aren't that good. Rutherford Hayes? I don't know. Does he ring a bell? Probably a president or something. The ones we had Friday night had Ronald Reagan on them. Oh, stop, man. I don't even want to know what you're saying back there. No way. Not Laura. I the pedestal just crumbled, man. It's gone. Oh, thank you. Okay. I know. I embarrass myself. I don't need help from anybody. I can make a fool of myself all by myself. So anyway, I do know Ronald Reagan, though. Ronald Reagan, I believe, was a president. And so we would go out, you know, we'd be like, did you get your $1 million? And they would say,
no.
No. Oh, here. Help yourself. It's really cool. You see, there's a picture of some bearded guy on there, Ronald Reagan, I think. And on the back is a $1 million question. Now, some people would just kind of take it and move on. They were in a hurry. They'd be, thank you very much, and they would just keep on walking. So you wouldn't, you know, press the issue. You just say, hey, have a great night. You know, don't spend it all in one place. Other people, what you'd say, there's a $1 million question on the back, and they would pause. And they'd go, really? And it's in really fine print, so they have to pause for a while. They're like, And so you just tell them, yeah, it says, do you believe you'll go to heaven when you die? One young man just cussed and walked away as fast as he could. But pretty much aside from that guy, pretty much the reaction was really positive. I mean, it was all various means of reaction. Some people would say, they would just laugh and go, I don't know. Other people would be like, well, yeah, whatever. And some people actually wanted to talk about it. You know, do you believe you'll go to heaven when you die? And I'm like, well, you know, probably, yeah. We had one young man who was working at a restaurant. He was sitting on the little concrete, whatever you call that thing.
Retaining wall.
Retaining wall, yeah, right by the water. Thank you, Mark. Black t-shirt, a couple of piercings and some tattoos and stuff, and we gave him a track, and we were thinking, our expectation was that he would just be like, whatever, you know. But he was very gracious and polite, and he said, thank you very much. And we said, do you think you'll go to heaven when you die? He's like, well, I don't know, you know, I'm a pretty good person and all. And so Chris began sharing with him the gospel. You know, well, you feel like you obey the Ten Commandments? Well, you know, pretty much, you know. Well, what are some of them? Well, don't lie, sure, yeah, don't commit adultery, you know, don't murder. Began to engage him in this conversation. And so we started asking him, well, you know, how about yourself? Have you ever told a lie? He's like, well, yeah, you know. And we went on down through the list. Have you ever, you know, stolen anything from anybody, even just the smallest value? Oh, yeah, you know. Have you ever committed adultery? Jesus said, if you lust in your heart, if you look at someone to lust after them in your heart, in God's eyes, you've committed adultery. And he's like, well, every man does that. And Chris is like, yeah, exactly. Well, you know. And see, so if you were to die right now and stand before the throne of God, you by your own admission, you're a lying, thieving adulterer at heart. Do you think you would be guilty or innocent? And he really started thinking about it. And so Chris began to really just kind of, you know, expound on this a little bit. And Chris, he didn't beat him up or anything, but he was very confrontational. He said, you realize, you know, this means, you know, by your own admission, you believe you would go to hell. Does that concern you at all? Well, yeah, that's not very good. And to my amazement, you could actually see conviction coming on his face. And so, you know, we started talking to him and he was so fascinated. He said, he originally told us, you know, I can't stay long, I got to get back to work. But he was in no hurry. The more we talked, the more he wanted to listen, the more he was really just riveted by what Chris was saying. And as we were kind of wrapping up, we didn't have the opportunity to pray with him, but I said, you know, the Holy Spirit put it in my heart to say to him, as I saw that conviction on his face, I said, you know, when you're back at work, when you're back there working in the kitchen, whatever you happen to be doing, just take some time to think, because I can tell that, you know, you're thinking about some of these things in your life. I want you to just think of the thing that you're most ashamed of in your life. Whatever it is, out of all your sins, and, you know, we all have thousands, multiplied thousands of them, but I want you to take the one thing that hurts you the most, the thing that whatever, the most darkest, most vile thing that you've ever done in your life. And I want you to know that that's the sin that Christ came to die for. That's the sin that he wanted to take your punishment for. Yeah, he came to die for all of our sins, but he came especially, particularly for that thing that it's there in your heart like a thorn. And I want you to know he loves you so much, he wanted to take that off of your shoulders and put it on him so that he could take your punishment and you could go free. And he was so gracious and he thanked us so much. And then he had to go back into the restaurant. And as Chris and I were walking away after that, we were like, dude, man, that was totally a God thing. It was a trip, man. I was pumped. After that, I'm like, yeah, give me some more of them tracks, man. We're going to go out here and get these out. And so I went down and just started giving them out to people. There were a bunch of people having a drinking party on this little yacht standing there. And so I went, you know, there, and Missy was like, I'm not going down there. I'll just watch from a distance. I'm like, what the heck? Let's just see what happens. So I went down there, and they had a little bit different reaction than this guy. But, you know, rather than argue with them, I would just, you know, they kind of laughed at me and stuff at first. I just laughed along with them and said, you know, yeah, you know, this is pretty wild stuff, but let me just, you know, ask you some questions. And, you know, do you think you'll go to heaven? Oh, first, when I handed them the $1 million bill, they said, oh, Ronald Reagan, another Republican, tearing the country to pieces. You know, we're all, you know, just going to... You know, they're raping the people and doing all this horrible stuff, these old, you know, blah, 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 Republicans. I mean, he was three sheets to the wind. But I got in this conversation with this one guy, and it was fascinating. I said, you know, do you think you'll go to heaven when you die? He says, I know where I'm going. It ain't heaven, man. I'm, you know, blah, 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 going the other place. I'm a preacher in the church. I can say, you know, he's going to hell. That's where he's going. He was, and, you know, we talked at length, and I said, you know, after a while, I said, you know, now you say you're going to hell, you know you're going to hell, but let me ask you, I mean, you know, do you really believe that? I mean, if you really believe that's true, does that concern you at all? And after he thought about it, he admitted that, well, you know, I really don't believe I'm actually going to hell. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I guess we'll all be plant food. And I said, well, yeah, I mean, you know, our bodies will be, absolutely. But, you know, what about our soul? And we had a good conversation. I, you know, didn't even come near to leading him to Christ. But we had a good conversation. We talked about the gospel. And then it was time for the open-air preaching. It was a trip. Let me tell you, we shared the gospel with more unbelievers in 3 hours' time at the city docks than we share all year long in Sunday morning in a church. That's profound. That rocked my world. So then it was time for open-air preaching. How many of you think you could ever do some open-air preaching? Chris had he brought a crate with him, a little plastic milk crate, set it on the ground, stood up, and did some preaching right out there on the street corner. How many people ever could think you could do something like that? How many think you could never do something like that? Okay, I got a couple of hands there. How many people think they could do it if you really twisted my arm really hard? Couple, yeah, okay, okay. It was cool. You know, he already knew everything he was going to say. He had this practice. He's actually been out to California talking to Ray Comfort and received hands-on training with him out there, Kirk Cameron and Ray Comfort and all them. So he knew the first thing he had to do was to draw a crowd. Oh, by the way, let me see. And you can draw a crowd, you know, try to draw a big crowd from a large area. You can draw a crowd just talking to people about these gospel tracts. I got this one. It's a ticket to heaven. It says, it's got the gospel on the back of it, which is basically your ticket to heaven. But it says on the front, if you don't need a ticket to heaven, tear this up. If you can. I need a big, strong volunteer. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
There he is.
Bill, I need a big, strong volunteer, buddy. Now, I gave this out in Taco Bell the other day, and I saw this. I gave it to the girl behind the counter, and she's like, oh. And this, you know, I said, give it to the strongest guy in Taco Bell. See what he says. And then this big old guy comes up to the counter. I was like, actually, give it to him. He's strong. Well, I figured, you know, he would have, you know, the same time that everybody else has. He looked at them, and that's tough. And they go, Pluck. I'm like, I'm not messing with you, brother. Bill, come on up here. I won't embarrass you, I promise you. All right. Brother, I want to give you a ticket to heaven. What do you think about that? Cool. And you know what? It's on the back that actually makes it a ticket to heaven. But if you don't think you need it, feel free to just rip that thing up. In fact, if you want to, you can just rip it up right now. Yeah, put your fingers right where those fingers are. Maybe we need somebody stronger. Rachel, come on up here. There you guys are. Right. He started it for you. You want to try? You owe me a competition with the red hot atomic ball. Remember? We need another volunteer, real quick. Joe Hubbard. Come on up. You're the next new contestant on
Rip That Ticket.
Get out of your mouth.
Look at them triceps, man. Woo! Man's got a pump going on. So you can see you can have a lot of fun with this. You could draw a crowd with this, couldn't you? Yeah. Awesome. So obviously you need a ticket to heaven, don't you? Tell you what, you go ahead and take that one. Bill, you go ahead and take this one. I appreciate it. Give him a big hand. Yes. Thank you, guys. I'm sure you could even say, if you can rip up this ticket to heaven, I'll give you a $1 million bill. But he wanted to draw a crowd, so what he did was he had his daughters put on something he called a light show. And what that was, they had some kind of device that made a little glowing red light on the end of their fingertips. And they would go through these motions with these things, passing them through their head, pulling them out of their eyeball, you know, making them pass through their body and all this kind of stuff. It's weird. In fact, we have a little video clip demonstration. This is what they use to draw a crowd.
The light show.